In just his second season, Clay Matthews is already being included in discussion among the greatest outside linebackers to play the game. A bit premature? Well, even Matthews' position coach is joining the mix, and Kevin Green just happens to know a little bit about playing outside linebacker. Matthews is off to a torrid pace. He has 6 sacks in 2 games this season. He was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week last week. Green said, no doubt about it, Clay Matthews is an incredible talent.
He is a unique combination. I mean, he weighs 250, 55 pounds, and he moves like a big, strong safety, and he rushes like a big defensive end. And he's a physical kid against the point of attack, you know, versus the run. He does all the phases of an outside backer in a 3-4 equally good. So he's a special outside backer.
Question is, can he stay healthy? And if he does, how will he handle teams trying to figure him out and pay more attention to him?
Obviously, you get a little notoriety, you know. I mean, you're going to have a target, you know, on your chest. But he got chipped a couple times. One time he got flat-out de-cleated with a chip block. I mean, it's to be expected, you know, when you step up on the stage as one of the, you know, premier pass rushers in the league at this point. He'll find a way around it. You know, I have confidence in him to be a pro and study his craft and do everything he can to be ready to play and hit on all cylinders on game day.
Kevin Green said the Packers' defense, the way they move these guys around, does make it difficult for the opposition.
I think Clay got a sack one time up the middle and one time on the left and another time on the right, you know, and we're moving Brad Jones around too and Brady Papenga, so you never know where our linebackers are going to be. Ultimately, you know, when the ball is snapped.
Green was asked if he thinks of himself when he sees Clay Matthews.
He has more athleticism than I ever had. He really is a special outside linebacker in the history of outside linebackers playing a 3-4 defense. And I've said this before, I've not seen another outside linebacker possess the all-around quality of abilities that he has. And I'm talking about the best ones that have ever played this position now.
But remember now, Green is currently the NFL's all-time sack leader among outside linebackers. And that's pretty good.
Well, at this point, if Clay continues in this league, then that record will be temporary.
Green said the key to Matthews' success is his hard work.
Watching film. Clay spends a lot of time watching film, picking up any pre-snap read, you know, he can hang his hat on. And it shows on game day. He seems to be playing a step above everybody else. He puts his time in.
Doing his homework has paid off for Matthews. And Green said as long as Matthews continues to work hard, he'll get opportunities. Because that's the way the Packers' defense is set up.
I set the bar high, you know, for the outside backers. They need to understand this defense promotes them, you know. And they need to understand if you guys aren't racking and sacking and cracking, I mean, this defense ultimately is going to sputter. So we need that. So I set the bar high, and I encourage my players to step up to the standard.
Kevin Green, one of the best outside linebackers to ever step on the field, we'll see in time if Clay Matthews can, as Matthews said, pass him up.